Would the child like to come forward for the child chat this morning? We just have an overabundance of children running down the aisle. And you have a great imagination, too. Okay, here's my question. See if you can answer this. You see a bunch of things around that God made, right? What can you see that God made?
You can see people, animals.
Okay.
Water.
Okay.
Land.
Harder question. What do you know exists because of God, but you might not be able to see it?
Air.
Air? Can't see air. What else would you not be able to see? This is tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is like being back in school.
Yeah. Wish I don't want to.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later. Okay, so there's a lot of things that you don't see, okay, and that's where you have to count on your faith. So I picked these up, because you know me, I always have to spoil them. And I picked these up, and this is a turtle who's deep in the coral at the bottom of the ocean, who lives, you know, many years beyond us, and you don't see him, but you know he's down there because he's part of our ecosystem, which keeps our oceans and our environment nice. And then there's this little fish who's in here, and when the sun hits these, which is miraculous, when the sun hits these, it actually creates a way for those to keep moving. So they just keep moving constantly. But you don't see these animals all the time. You don't see the fish that are the real big ones. Like you don't always see a whale, and you don't see, you know, different sharks, and you don't see those turtles and the coral and all the things that are in the bottom of the ocean. But you know they're there, right? And you know they're there because you have faith that they're there. Well, it's the same thing with our Christ, our Lord. You don't see him. You know, you don't look around and go, oh, there he is, third pew back. You don't see him there. But he is around all the time, and you do know that because you have faith. Okay, so you have the faith in knowing that you can't see these guys necessarily, and you can't necessarily see Christ, but he's there every day. He's there in every way for you and I and everyone in this whole congregation in this church. And more importantly, he's there for everybody else that's not in church today. And that's, you know, might be going to another church. He's there. So you don't have to see it to believe it. You have your faith to let you know that he's still there. Same with these guys. They're there. Our environment's doing okay. It's not great, but it's doing okay. But these guys are amazing. And just to know that they're there, even if you don't see them, gives you faith that the same thing is there with Christ, okay? So you want to hold hands? We'll say a prayer. Okay. Father God, I thank you today for Maddie being here. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share something important with her and with my congregation. I love to have the opportunity to speak with everyone here, not just the kids, but everyone in our church. And I hope you all are able to take that same message home. Because he isn't within sight, because you can't reach out and touch him, doesn't mean that he's not in our lives. He moves through us every day, each and every one of us. And I ask that you continue to do that, Jesus, because you are so amazing. In Jesus' most precious name, amen.